Australia Day is a time for all of us in this great country to celebrate what we sometimes take for granted. The freedom, tolerance and opportunities that we have seem so normal to us, but to others who have come to Australia from overseas, these privileges are something to be grateful for every day. Tomorrow is an especially important day for the Bordenhorst family, who are looking forward to being naturalised as Australian citizens on our National Day. I sat down with the Bordenhorsts to ask them about their journey from Africa to Australia and how they feel about the big plans for tomorrow.
I was born in Zambia, moved off to Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe, left there after 10 years, spent 30 years in South Africa, and then worked on the mines for 25 odd years. Couldn't find work on the mines for about 7 months and decided it was time to look for greener pastures, and we picked Australia.
Was there anything in particular, any reason that you chose Australia?
Australia particularly because the choices are New Zealand, which doesn't have too many mines, but cold. Canada, which is particularly cold, and trying to find something which had a bit more temperatures that we were used to. And being first world countries, trying to find people that we could integrate with and join.
So it was May in 2005 when you all came over to Australia. I just might ask you guys what that was like, being young and coming to a different country.
Well, it was a wonderful experience. I mean, when we moved over, it was very easy, at mine and Jane's age particularly, because it was easier for us to adapt to new things, and it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And Karen, coming to Australia, did you have any worries about trying to set up a new life and integrate into a new society?
No, because I sort of did my own homework. You know, you get on the internet and you look at the politics and the schooling and housing, and of course you don't look up the animals, you only find out about those when you get here. And the sun says, well, watch out for the red spiders and the poisonous snake. You think, well, we get those in South Africa, but we realized that you had to be a little bit more careful. I haven't been poisoned yet, so touch wood. But yeah, no, I didn't have worries. I think when you come over and you see people don't have fences as high as you have them in South Africa, and you don't have bars on the windows, you realise, okay, this isn't such a bad place. You know, you can live here quite comfortably, and it's a good country. Mm. It's been good to us.
Yeah. And of course, tomorrow is Australia Day, and everyone in the country, or almost everyone, sort of looks forward to it and plans to celebrate. But for you guys, it's an especially important day. Why is that?
Well, we've been looking forward. This is sort of the end of a very, very long journey and the beginning for us as well, of becoming Australians. There's, you know, sort of new beginnings as Australians. We can now go out and say, and proudly say, that we are Australians. And that's really what we want at the end of the day.
So you're all told, Andre, is it a difficult thing to become an Australian citizen? Was it a long process to get to this point?
It is a long process, but it's well worth the wait, obviously. We started off as temporary residents coming out on a work visa. 18 months later, we got permanent residency and chose ourselves to convert that into citizenship. Very important to us. Feel very strongly about not having to go back to Africa, and glad that we've got to a stage where we can say we're Australians and can be part of this continent.
As your parents say, you know, we're now Australians. Is there a part of you that feels Australian and a part of you that still remembers your South African time? Do you feel split, or do you feel now as though you are just as Australian as anyone else and it's just the way it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, we'll always be South African, but now we can actually become Australian as well. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of introducing us to a new culture and actually becoming a part of it and feeling at home.
You get the best of both worlds. So Australian and South African at the same time. So you mentioned that coming to Australia, one of the things you noticed was the lack of high fences and security. Was there not only a sense of coming to Australia for what you were looking forward to here, was there a sense of getting away from something difficult and a difficult life in Africa?
No. When you live in a country like South Africa where you have these high fences and that, it's a part of your life, so you don't know any different. We didn't come to Australia because of the politics. We came here for work. It's only when we got here did we realise that the life we were living was not how you're supposed to live your life. Mm-hmm. And then the decision was made to become Australians. Because when you've got kids, you've got to look at your kids and look at their future. So politics never played a role in our decision. It was Australia who helped us, you know, realize what the way we were living was not the way we should have been living in the first place. Mm. So it's taught us. Australia's taught us.
Yeah. What do you know about the ceremony tomorrow and what it involves? I personally have no idea what a naturalization ceremony entails. Do you know?
Not really, actually. We've basically been told to pitch up there at 7 o'clock, and there'll be a breakfast, and 8 o'clock is the raising of the flags, and then from there on we move on into the hall where the ceremony begins. Mm-hmm. So we're all new to this, and we're all very excited and waiting in anticipation for what's going to happen, and hope we don't mess it up. But I don't think you can mess these things up. I think they're pretty well planned out.
Yeah. Will tomorrow really change anything for you, or are you basically in your mind already a proud and devout Australian, or do you think that the process tomorrow will actually change something for you in your perception of your nationality?
I think when we signed up to become permanent residents, it was already there. Mm-hmm. We already were in our hearts, we're Australians, so our minds are there.
You came here for work. Was there a part of you that was thinking you were looking for a new country to set up in and become a citizen of, or was it really just a surprise that you and your family settled in so instantly?
Well, what there was obviously the lack of work initially, and after searching for work for 5 months, I said, no, I've got to find something. So did a bit of research and had a call from one of the agents who'd looked for somebody previously, and I was a referee for them, and I thought, let me give the lady a call. I had kept her number on my cell phone. I came out for an interview in March of 2005 by myself and took a couple of photos and went back, and we had a sort of a family dinner, and we decided, are we staying, are we going, or what are we going to do? And there were odd questions like, what's the technology like? That's what the kids need to know. And, and obviously, now that's way up there, and they weren't going to miss out on anything. The satellite TV was there and the Facebook, et cetera. Yeah. And without seeing the place, we all, apart from myself, we all decided, no, this is where we want to go. And a leap of faith one evening in Adelaide, and we were in Broken Hill. And a great place to live and lots of fantastic people. I've only met nice people here, and really appreciate the mixing in with all the people that we've got out here. We live in an area where we feel relaxed and we don't feel that we're threatened at all. And that's a marvelous way of life.